Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're now joined by Atchison boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, we appreciate it as always. I want to start here, and I know throughout the course of the year we've talked about it before, your team in the rankings, but now, you know, the KBCA showing some love here for Atchison. You're the new number one in Class 4A. First of all, congratulations on that. And I know there's still so much season left and a lot more to be accomplished, but it's got to at least feel nice to know that your team's getting a little bit more recognition for how well they've played.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do want to thank the Coach Association for painting the target on our chest, but nonetheless, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way we've played so far. And you're right, there's a lot of season left to go, and the key is to be number one in March, not in January. But that being said, yes, we're pleased with the recognition, and we feel up to the challenge of coming out there and defending what people have recognized us for.
Boy, and how fun was it last week? You win the Thunder Classic, and very impressive wins across the board. You beat Jackson Heights, St. Mary's Academy, and Marysville in the championship game. Marysville, of course, are a ranked team in 3A. Just how nice was it to see your team be fairly consistent and obviously going out and winning that midseason tournament?
Yeah, it was big for us. Those teams are very good. Marysville is one of the better teams in the state. I think they're underranked. So that was a big win for us. St. Mary's Academy is really good too. They just beat Topeka High the other night. So I mean, it's a tough tournament. There's good teams there across the board, and we were really pleased to be fortunate enough to come out and win. I thought we played well, and we got some good fortune. We hit some big shots in the championship, and I thought the key was rebounding Marysville with Cole in the third quarter, and we were able to successfully rebound their misses. And to me, that was the difference. And then in the end, when they came out to press, we did a great job of breaking the press.
Well, what stands out about the team right now? We're past the midseason tournaments. You know, it is really the halfway point of the season, maybe even a little bit past that. I guess, how would you assess where things are right now?
Well, I think we're playing pretty good defense, first of all. When you look at shooting percentages, you know, our goal is to try to hold people into the mid-30s, and that's about where everyone's at. So I think defensively, I think it starts there. I think it's important to take a look at from the standpoint of rebounding. Our goal is to, on the defensive boards, rebound over 70% of the other team's misses and to be about 35-36% on rebounding our own misses. And we're above both those numbers right now. So those are really good indicators as to why we're winning. There's still some areas we got to shore up. We got to be better at the free throw line. We struggled there with the tournament, but nonetheless, I'm pretty pleased with where we're going. We've got a lot of challenges ahead, though. There's no question.
10-1 so far, and it gets going post-midseason tournament tomorrow night on the road, a non-league game against a Jefferson West team who's much more improved this year. The Big 7 is very good year in and year out. Tough competition from top to bottom. Last year, this Jeff West team did not have a win under second-year head coach Joe Smith. They're 5-7. You know, they're putting a lot more together. They got some athletes. Pretty much all of them return from a year ago, and they're coming off a midseason tournament where they beat ACCHS twice and claimed third place at Valley Falls. So as you prep for Jeff West tomorrow night, what kind of stands out there?
Yeah, that's a good point. They're definitely much improved. They play in a really good league. I really think that, that they're going to – I'm suspecting, and I might be wrong, but I think they're going to play that 1-2-2 zone they've had some success with, and they're going to pack it in, and they're going to say, hey, hit shots in our building. And so I think that's one of the big things we're talking about is working on being consistent shooting and going after our misses. And I think we're going to have to defend them. They do a variety of sets that are a little bit different than what we've seen. So we've been practicing that. We feel really prepared, but at the same time, you never know. The game of basketball is a crazy game. It's not like football. I mean, football, when you have the bigger dogs, you kind of know who's going to win. But basketball, you know, an off shooting night can disrupt that.
There it is, Pat Battle, Atchison boys basketball coach. Great season so far. Still a lot to be played, and coming off that midseason tournament win at Nemaha Central in the Thunder Classic. Phoenix back to it tomorrow night on the road at Jefferson West. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate the coverage.